Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Time now for Tangway and Hart. It's Gary Tangway and Andy Hart on WEEI.
I'm more concerned about Bill Belichick's future in New England than I am Mac Jones's future in New England.
Why? Why? Why?
Because I see a coach who was a perfectionist, who did everything right all those years, who was untouchable, and I see him getting lazy late in his career. I see him making moves that don't remind me of Bill Belichick. And everybody wants to compare Bill Belichick and Nick Saban. There's a difference. Nick Saban has never changed. The money, the championships, he's still the same guy he was 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago. Bill Belichick's not.
Paul Feinbaum right there from ESPN. I think he's right. I think he has.
So?
I think he has a point, because I think when Brady left, Bill Belichick got lazy. I think that Belichick thought that Brady was going to come crawling back, take the $15 million, and he was unprepared. I completely do.
But
I
don't, how's he changed?
Because that's not unlike him. For him to be unprepared like that. So I do think he got a little lazy. Yeah, I do. And now I think he's getting it back. I think he made a huge mistake. He got lazy. He presumed Brady was going to come back. And now he's trying to play catch up, and he has caught up. I think he has caught up. But there's no doubt that he took his eye off the fastball. I mean, come on, Belichick used to make an issue like COVID or a shortened season would turn that into an advantage. He turned it into an excuse.
Oh, I think he took advantage of it last year. I think he brought his team together. I think his team stunk. I think that was the issue.
Yeah, but
I think that was a 3-win team that he willed to 7.
Fine, as the coach, but I think the general manager took his eye off the ball. But
oh, okay. He put the team together. So if they stunk, you're right. He takes some of the.
I've never questioned Belichick as a coach. I think he's the greatest coach in any sport of all time. Yeah, I think you can put him above Phil Jackson, Red Auerbach, all those guys.
I wouldn't have Phil Jackson in any conversation. So,
well, of course you wouldn't. He had great players.
He had great players, exactly.
And so did Bill.
He made sure he had great players.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm going with his great players, he said.
And Red had great players. So, I mean, to be a legendary coach, you have to have great players. Period.
True. That is true. That is 100%.
I don't want to get on the phone.
We don't need to. That's a different story for a different day.
617-779-7937, Tangway at Hart. Sports Radio WEEI. Red Sox baseball, they take on the Rangers. First pitch, 235, 135. We got the pregame. So I think that Bill did get lazy. Yes, Feinbaum, there's definitely something there. I still think, you know, having Steve as his son, the defensive coordinator, it's just a bad look. I don't think he's going to be the head coach. But the whole thing, it was just kind of like, you know, the way they brought in Cam Newton, the way Brady went and won a Super Bowl somewhere else, the way he just kind of blew Brady off and doesn't give him his due. I think Bill got arrogant and it bit him in the ass. And I think Feinbaum is absolutely right. Now, did he learn his lesson? I think he did.
See, this is interesting to me. First of all, Bill's been arrogant since Cleveland, since New York, since anything.
But never unprepared.
And I don't know that he was unprepared. He made a mistake.
How can he misread the room,
potentially. I was in the same boat. I thought Tom Brady was a sucker, just like Bill thought he was a sucker and was going to come crawling back, right? Go see Robert, and we've worked out a deal.
Right,
and
so you were both wrong.
Blah, blah, blah. So we were both wrong. It happens. Geniuses are wrong every once in a while.
That's why they're geniuses.
But I don't know that he's gotten lazy. And do you remember last year that in October, November, Pat McAfee, who has become like this new age multimedia star,
kind of
the be-all, end-all, everything.
Right.
I don't know if you noticed this week that Pat McAfee had Daniel Jeremiah on, and Jeremiah made a comment about Fields or Lance or one of them, and it changed all the betting odds for the draft. Like, that's how powerful Pat McAfee's show and okay. Pat McAfee said it looked like Bill Belichick had checked out last fall.
Right.
Checked out.
Right.
And now you have somebody who said he's gotten lazy. Is it true, or are we taking pot shots, or, like, is there credibility in these comments?
Well, I think it's a fair observation.
Because they're, that's a damning comment. Bill Belichick, quote-unquote, checked out. There's a lot of things you can accuse him of, arrogant, disrespect, whatever, make mistakes. But to say he checked out, like he wasn't engaged with the program anymore, I don't really believe that, and I don't believe he got lazy. I think he's made mistakes. I think he is, it's very simple. You stay in jobs long enough, you make mistakes. Even the best ones make all. Tom Brady, well, he had four fingers, right? He held up. He didn't know what down it was. Was he lazy? Did he check out? Or did he make a mistake?
Okay,
I'm wondering if Bill Belichick is checked out.
Checked out.
It's a fair observation, and the evidence is there.
Is it? Or did he not have a quarterback?
But he didn't have a quarterback because he just assumed that this guy was coming back. They had no plan. I mean, they had no plan. They didn't even attempt to have a plan following Jimmy Garoppolo.
Well, they did. His name's Jarrett Stidham. They drafted a
was
guy.
Was it really? Like, was it? I mean, look, they should have gone higher in the draft.
So do I disregard all the comments that he was a first-round talent, that the system at Auburn held him back and the talent around him? I mean, is it impossible to believe they drafted Jarrett Stidham to play?
I think that Bill Belichick is a desperate guy right now. That I believe. 617-779-7937. Belichick lazy?
You know, he certainly didn't act like a desperate guy. Desperate guys don't sit and wait at 15 for the last remaining quarterback. That does not smell like desperation. That smells like a man that, A, doesn't care. You could say he's checked out. Or B, as you said earlier, he read it perfectly. He knew he was getting Mac Jones at 15. He didn't have to be desperate and trade up to 11.
You don't think Bill Belichick is desperate to get back in the game, to get back to the Super Bowl at the age of 69 when Tom Brady in Tampa is winning rings? You don't think he's desperate?
Why did he not trade up? Because that was not the actions of a desperate man.
Because I think he was smart. Because
Eric Church song?
You could still, man, maybe. You could still be smart, but you don't have to be desperate. I'm talking about this guy. I do think that Belichick is reengaged. I do think you can make the argument that he wasn't, that when Brady left and he had Cam Newton and the whole COVID thing, I don't know if he was engaged.
Yeah, I don't.
In the offseason, he didn't appear to be. I mean, maybe he just threw away the season.
What offseason? He got Cam in July. The offseason was over. Like, he was already, they were on to the next season. They were on to 2020.
Right. I mean, look, I always think he's engaged in the game plan, but if you take a look at that roster, and he was talking about the cap. I mean, he basically, from a roster perspective, from a personal perspective, last year he threw away the year.
To some degree.
He
and he told us that.
Yeah,
he told
I
us that they were resetting the salary cap.
We sold out.
Which now, he lied because they didn't sell out. He made mistakes.
But Belichick has never, ever made excuses. We saw dents in the armor. We saw
never lost. That's what I think of the common divide is.
Well, that too, but excuses. We saw vulnerability in Bill Belichick. We saw him saying, you know, hey, what, six championships isn't going to do it. You know, look at what we've done in the past. Salary cap, excuses. And I wish I had never seen it. Like, I hate the fact that the Patriots put out a video with Bill Belichick saying, are we all good here?
I agree.
I hate it.
You know what it reminds me of?
Wait a minute. Do we have another one? Bill asking this time? Who's Bill asking?
Getting good with that.
It was horrible.
That's a good one.
That was mine.
That's a good one. Okay, apparently Robert not on board. Robert didn't make this selection as you proposed earlier.
Let's hear it again. In case it was real quick, Bill was asking, who else did he ask?
We good with that.
It was horrible.
Yeah, I mean, right, you know, Kraft, I guess.
Wow, I thought Kraft might like Mac
Jones. I
thought
he'd be on board with that.
Earlier in the video, he said, Mac, we love you as a person. We're hearing good things about you as a person.
Yeah, I think he would be completely on
board. But you know what?
That.
You know what Bill became last year?
What's
in my
that?
Mind? You're a movie guy, so I know you like movie references. You probably don't like this movie because I'm one of the few people that love this movie. Rocky IV. When Dolph Lundgren's character.
I think it's kind
when
of
he
a
breaks
joke.
Him,
it's a joke. It's
when
kind
he breaks
of a joke.
Him and he yeah. realizes he's not a machine. Belichick was a machine forever, right? Dolph right. Lundgren was a machine. All the right. workout video, injections.
Kind of like when he's asking people, you know.
Yeah, Drago was a machine.
Are we good with that?
Ivan Drago was a machine.
But
then
you machine.
Learned
right.
even the machine could be broken. And Rocky broke the machine. The excuse making of Belichick last year, that felt a little bit like Ivan Drago when he realized he's not a machine.
All right, let's go to Rick. Rick, you're up with Tagway and Hart, Sports Radio WEEI. What's on your mind?
I'm going to come to Bill's defense on this one.
Calling him lazy and desperate is an insult. Are you kidding me? Last season was a throwaway season. It was the COVID ball, okay? Brady can have his phantom fake seventh ring if he wants to. It didn't matter. We had 10 opt-outs. It's ridiculous. He threw away the season. He signed Cam cheap, and he didn't care last year. I'll be the first one to tell you. Now he's back. He's going to go ground and pound. He's drafting big. He's going to go old school on these people and remind everyone what old school football is really like. So,
yeah. Rick, you're agreeing. Yeah, but Rick, I don't.
You know we didn't call it, right?
I mean, Rick, you just agreed with us. I don't.
You just called him desperate. I heard you.
Oh, he called him desperate.
Yeah, I called him. Oh, there's no question he was desperate.
But I also think say he checked out and you just said it was a throwaway season are the same thing. Like, he didn't try last year.
It was a throwaway season. The season was a joke.
Okay.
Right.
Because he chose to make it.
How convenient that is. The one year he doesn't win. Oh, that didn't count. Matt Light said that on the Greg Hill Show. This isn't a real year.
It doesn't count. I didn't care who won it last year.
I know you didn't because your team didn't. If the Patriots had won, you wouldn't have said it didn't count.
So, Rick. Yes,
I know. I know, Rick. I can tell. I've dealt with you many times. I work with Fitzy.
Okay, Rick.
So I am not a hypocrite.
so you're telling me, Rick, that Tom Brady's Super Bowl doesn't count?
Not in my eyes.
Oh, God, Rick. Not Rick's eyes.
Neither does Tampa Stanley Cup. How's that sound?
Oh, my God.
So LeBron, he doesn't get a ring either. I'm on board with that one.
I haven't watched the NBA since Larry Bird retired.
All right, Rick. Thanks for the call.
That's all I need to know. Thanks, Rick.
I like Rick.
You do.
No. Did you hear him, though? He can be crazy, have a strong point with attitude and arrogance and all that, and then giggle at himself at the end of it.
Well, that's kind of what we do here, Andy.
That is. Rick, call back anytime and tell Tangway he's a moron.
I do think that, listen, when you say desperate, that doesn't mean you make bad decisions. People assume that.
Right.
He knew he didn't. He was brilliant in not trading up.
Sure.
To get Justin Fields. He made the right move. But if you don't think that Bill Belichick was spending all of Bob Kraft's money, all right, and restocking the shelves, and at the age of 69, knowing the clock's ticking, and you don't think he's desperate to restore his legacy? Because his legacy is taken ahead.
Oh, his legacy's fine.
Oh, it is
his
not.
Legacy
it is not.
Fine.
It is not.
You simple-minded, recency biased people. He's going. You just said it. He's the greatest coach ever. That's all people are going to ever remember.
That, but
they're
going to
say six Super Bowls,
and
eight rings, greatest defensive coordinator, Giants, blah blah blah. They forget whatever the down. Yeah, Willie Mays stunk at the end, huh? No, he's the greatest player.
It's not the same.
It is the same. We forget the down year. Even if last year leads into this year and it's not great, people will forget it. His legacy is cemented. Absolutely cemented. Now, can he buff it up? And I've told you this before. The one best way for him to buff it up is not to win the Super Bowl. It has nothing to... It's to make sure Mac Jones is a franchise QB that is good in New England when Bill's here and good in New England beyond Bill.
You mean when Steve, his son, is coaching?
Whoever it is. Team? Steve. Maybe it's Josh. Maybe it's somebody we've never heard
Harry.
Of. Maybe it's Harry. Could be somebody we've never heard of. But the reality is, if Mac Jones is the franchise QB, and franchise QBs in the NFL are now a decade and a half or two decades, right? That's the modern time frame.
They are the guy.
If he, what year is this? 2021.
Thank you.
Okay, so let's say 2035, when you and I are dead and buried. If Mac Jones is the quarterback of the Patriots, then Bill Belichick added something remarkable to his legacy, but it cannot be hurt. His legacy is unbreakable.
Oh my God, that is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. The guy
that's
wins,
not true. I've said dumber.
That's true. The guy wins six Super Bowls.
Yeah,
with Tom Brady.
Yeah,
Brady leaves.
Yeah,
first year wins a Super Bowl.
Yeah,
Belichick goes 7-9.
Phil Jackson did. Phil Jackson Brady. Oh, they got a great team over there. All they need is a quarterback to not throw a pick.
Again,
wait a minute. I can even throw three picks in the NFC title game on the road in Green Bay, and we still win? Holy cherry-picking Brady.
That's amazing that you can say something even dumber 30 seconds after saying what you had said, because as we all know, Phil doesn't play the game, and Brady did, and Brady was the final piece. But right. Bill Belichick's legacy took a hit. You want to talk about the cement?
With people there's like chips you, in the cement. Simple-minded,
no.
Immediacy,
nationwide,
recency bias.
And there's a division in New England. I don't know if you've noticed, Andy, but there is a
AFC
division.
East.
You've got the Brady team, and you've got the Belichick
Brady's
team.
Brady's not here anymore.
No, but there's
Brady's
a lot,
gone.
There's
can
a
we
lot
forget
of Brady,
about Brady
fans. There's a lot of Brady fans here in New England.
Sure.
And there's a lot of people that think that Brady made Belichick. I happen to be one of them.
So,
I happen to be one of them.
Okay. So then how do you call him the greatest ever? If you're talking out of both sides of your mouth throughout
no,
the show.
No, because to be the greatest ever coach, you have to have a great player. You do.
Okay.
You have to have a great
so
player.
So did Joe Montana make Bill Walsh? Is it always the same?
Oh, yeah.
Every player made the coach.
Oh, yeah.
So there are no great coaches.
No, players.
The great coaches don't win, right?
Great players make great coaches.
So Red Auerbach, not a great coach or GM.
Not without Bill Russell.
No, I don't. Don't give me the rest of the sentence. No, there are none. It's always the player.
It starts with the player. I mean, if you're forcing
Paul Brown, not a great coach. Don Shula, not a great coach. And any guy I want to put up there, none of them are great coaches.
I hate Shula, but anyways. If you're forcing me to take your idiotic stance.
You said it. I'm using your own words.
No, you're not.
I'm always using your words.
No, you're not.
It's easy to manipulate your words.
No, you are manipulating my words, and you're not. You're twisting them. If you're asking me that, do great coaches start with the great player? Yes.
Okay.
That is the answer to my question.
I think there are great coaches who, when they don't get the great player, maybe they don't get over the top. Like, I think Andy Reid was a great coach. Did he become a great coach when he got Patrick Mahomes, or was he already a great coach?
When he got the player.
No, he was the same coach.
No,
he went
not.
To three straight NFC title games. He went to a Super Bowl. His quarterback literally and figuratively vomited on himself, and he couldn't get the ring. So simple-minded people like you could not anoint him a great coach. He was already a great coach.
All right, 617-779-7937. You know the great thing about being simple-minded is your life is just extremely simple, and I'm just very happy right now. It is Tangway and Hart. Sports Radio WEEI, we continue to hear from other people who were asked about advice from Bill Belichick, and we're talking about Mac Jones, as this is the Tagway.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hard edition of Bill Saved His Ass this weekend.
Covering Boston sports and beyond. Tangway and Hart on EEI.
Mac Jones to New England, it's the best pick of this draft. It's the best pick of this draft. Awesome offensive line, obviously a ton of weapons that they've added, two really good tight ends, pieces on the outside, dominant run game, and you get to go to Bill Belichick. That's the best pick of the draft so far. This is the best thing. Outside of San Francisco taking you, this is the best thing that could have happened to Mac Jones. Double fall
time. Look, you know me, I love to bitch and moan. But Orlovsky's right.
Well, I don't know what he said, because he changed mid sentence.
Yeah, he says it's the best pick of the draft.
Is it?
I think it is, because I think it's the best fit.
Would Justin Fields have been the best pick? Like, he, no. I think he meant to say the end part. Other than San Francisco, this is the best place for Mac to land. I agree with that, that it could be a good place for him to land It was the best pick in the draft? Why? You sat at 15. The fifth best quarterback and the fourth best player from Alabama fell into your lap.
I think Zach Wilson's going to be a disaster. I don't think it's going to work because I think he's kind of a tool, and the Jets suck. They never get anything right.
He does have an attractive mother, according to the text line.
Yeah, and somebody got in trouble for mentioning that.
Really?
Yeah, no, somebody got in trouble.
Craig Carton.
Craig Carton,
you can't mention that a kid has an attractive mother?
I think he used other descriptions.
Oh, well, I'm not going to go any further.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Four-letter.
Acronym?
And his uncle.
That we learned in, Apple Pie movie?
No, it wasn't that. It wasn't that.
Oh, and it wasn't?
And his uncle owns JetBlue.
American Pie? Is that what you were looking for?
Yeah, American Pie. I was thinking of the apple pie when the kid's, in the kitchen with the apple pie.
You know, and Trey Lance, we know that that's a project. I think, you get tremendous upside with him. The Jags have a lot of work to do. I think that it is the best pick in the draft because it automatically takes the Patriots from being a 7-9 team to a contender for the AFC East and a chance to get to the AFC Championship game. I just know football, Andy. I know what I'm talking about, Andrew. Wait a minute. Bill Belichick continues asking other people what if they were okay with the pick.
We good with that.
So the best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you that you like to be able to, anyway.
That's the best one yet.
Good job, guys. Spaz Heyman, Spaz, good job. That's the best one yet. That is. Run it again. They're quick. I want to hear that one again. Run that one again.
Good with that.
So the best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you that you like to be able to, anyway.
All right, listen.
In case no one, if you don't notice, that's the most powerful man in the free world. That's our president.
But
anyway.
We are not a political show. We had Donald Trump earlier. We made fun of him.
Oh, yeah.
We made fun of Donald Trump. We're making fun of Joe Biden. I don't need any flashbacks.
Why are you getting so defensive? Who gives a rat's ass what people think? And by the way, the texter that said, please have the guts to acknowledge this text. Okay, I acknowledge your text. I don't really know what that means.
That's it?
Yeah.
Boy, I'm glad we waited for that.
Took a lot of guts for me to read that text, Gary.
617-779-7937. Jay, you've been waiting. Jay, you're up on WEEI Tangway and Hart.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Sure.
Super.
Hey, Gary. The question I have is why you think Robert Kraft wouldn't want Deshaun Watson on the team.
Because he's radiation. There's too much. Even if it doesn't go to court, I don't know what's going to happen in a civil court with civil litigation, but there are 22 accusations of sexual assault. There's no way he's touching them. It's not going to happen.
But wouldn't Kraft be hypocritical if he says no to Deshaun Watson? Seeing how he was in some hot water with the exploitation of female or women as well. Kind of gone away. And if Deshaun Watson goes away, why would he be against having Deshaun Watson? That, to me, I think the fans are a little smarter than that and can see that that's kind of hypocritical.
Well, Jay,
we should get Deshaun Watson.
It's not hypocritical, and I'll tell you why. Because the infraction that Mr. Kraft or Robert Kraft was involved in was a consensual business transaction, okay? Quite frankly, I know that it went away in the courts, and they didn't have the evidence. And the whole thing is kind of a blur to me.
Yes.
But he did not force the young lady to perform an act on him. He paid her.
Or 22 young ladies.
Right? At least.
I mean,
at least.
I know people snarkily want to compare the two, and I think, you know what I actually think it is? Is Patriots fans want Deshaun Watson,
yes,
the player.
So justify,
so they're
it.
Trying to justify it, right. Talk themselves in. How can you make it happen? Whatever. And I understand that. He's a phenomenal quarterback. If we can forget what's happened in the last few months, you go back to, wait a minute, a mid-20s quarterback who is an MVP candidate and I'm going to have for the next 15 years is now available, Super Bowls. Like, the dream is there on the field.
Right. Do a Ditka. Give him the whole draft.
But he's toxic. He's toxic.
He's toxic.
And I supported him early on. I thought maybe this was too convenient. Maybe this was
a money grab.
What did I call it? The show on Showtime, that this was
Ray Donovan situation. Yeah,
yeah. I can't really back that up anymore.
No.
The reality is, if you think these two things are the same, then you're not paying attention.
Exactly. Deshaun Watson's guilty, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, he's just guilty, and I don't want him, and I don't think the Patriots do either. Scott, you're up on WEEI.
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. Actually, good morning.
Good morning.
Sorry. Gary, it's good to hear you on the radio again, man. I always enjoy you.
Thanks, Scott.
You said something a bit ago, which is like the never ending ping pong. Was it Bill or was it Tom? And I think to some extent we all appreciate they needed each other.
Yes.
But you know, nobody wins without good players, and Bill doesn't win without Tom. But what you're not saying is that Tom wouldn't even be on the roster if it wasn't for Bill drafting him and Bill navigating Tom's, you know, as he took over for Bledsoe. He knew when to do it. He knew how to do it. And Tom Brady wouldn't be Tom Brady without Bill Belichick.
So well, that's a good point, Scott.
Scott with the call of the day.
Well, no, I mean, Scott's right. And thank you for the phone call. But
okay, you don't have to keep talking.
Here's the difference, though, or this is my argument with him, is they got lucky with the sixth-round pick. Rabine worked him out. It was a sixth-round pick. I mean, who would they pick in the sixth round this time around? I mean, William Sherman, offensive tackle out of Colorado. I mean, does anybody think he's going to make the team? Does anybody know?
How the hell would I know?
Exactly.
If Michael Onwenu can be good, then he can be good.
Well, okay. But when they drafted Tom Brady, everybody said the same thing. But this is why Belichick's the greatest coach. He recognized what he had in the player.
Right. And developed him.
And developed him. Right.
But Tom Brady in 2001 was not capable, ready, equipped to throw 5,000 yards, 50 touchdowns, all that. Right? He developed that talent. He molded
does.
That
I
guy.
I understand that.
Okay, but that makes him a great coach.
He's a great coach.
Okay, and Brady's a great player. We're done here.
But no, we're not, because that's not a good argument.
It's not one either.
We don't want to do that.
They said I have to.
You need the player. It starts with the player. It just does. So, like, that's the thing.
Did the player need the coach?
There could have been another coach. I think it's easier to find another coach. Now, if Tom Brady played for Pittsburgh.
Really?
If Tom Brady.
You think coaches are easier to find than Hall of Fame quarterbacks? Because I think Hall of Fame quarterbacks have become more common.
I think a Hall of Fame coach is I think a Hall of Fame coach is easier to find than a Hall of Fame quarterback.
Somebody of Bill's caliber coach you think is easier to find?
Well, I didn't say Bill's caliber coach. It's somebody if Tom Brady played for Pittsburgh,
yes.
He would have won 4 Super Bowls, right?
I don't know that.
I do. I'm telling you.
Maybe Mike Tomlin sticks with Drew Bledsoe.
I don't know.
Maybe he doesn't have the balls to make the decision.
You're right. But if Brady the player... If Brady's playing the same amount of time and gets the same opportunity, I understand that.
Okay.
But if he has the same opportunity with other teams, he wins, I say, 4 Super Bowls. If he goes to the Ravens, he wins 4 Super Bowls. Goes to the Steelers, I think he wins 4 Super Bowls. If Bill drafts another quarterback, I don't know if you can say that.
Okay.
That's my point.
But you also put him on Pittsburgh.
Like, on a good team.
No, but that's my point.
A good team.
Does Bill get a good quarterback? What if Bill had Drew Brees? Does he win multiple Super Bowls?
Yeah.
Okay. So they're both great. They both needed each other to reach the true greatness.
It starts with the player. You need the player.
You also need the coach.
No, you need the player.
If Tom Brady in 2001 was on Adam Gase, if Tom Brady was on Adam Gase's New England Patriots in 2001, where would his career have gone?
I think he would have been, they probably wouldn't have gone to the Super Bowl, but he would have been the starting quarterback in 2002. And then when they fired Adam Gase and brought in Bill Belichick, then they would have gone to the Super Bowl in 2003.
Maybe. Or he never gets a chance. He bounces around the league for two years and he's out of football.
Well, no, I think that Brady would have gotten a chance somewhere and would have made his name. I do believe that.
Maybe.
No, I do believe that. I mean,
I know you believe that, but everything's a maybe.
Everything's a maybe.
But you said definitively that Tom created Bill.
I do, yes. If you got to pick one, I'm going with the player every time.
I believe that.
Russell created Arback. Jordan created Jackson.
I like
Brady
Scott. They both needed each other.
Of course. I understand that.
Like, Bill Russell wouldn't have been as great without Arback. Arback wouldn't have been as great without Russell. Well,
Arback traded him. Traded Easy and McCauley for the guy.
Yeah.
You know, so yes. But, I mean, when you have the argument... You have to start with the player. And, I mean, that's just it. I think that, and I think with Mac Jones, they got the right player. I do agree with Dan Orlovsky. I think they got the best pick in the draft because it's the perfect fit for them. I don't think you could sit there and you could say, well, I mean, you could say that Trey Lance has better upside.
Sure.
Sure. Okay, but that doesn't mean
better he's a... Better physical skills.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean he's a better pick.
You have
to look at the situation.
Yeah, I think Orlovsky was more right at the end of his statement when he said this was a great landing spot for Mac Jones.
Right.
That, I think, is more accurate.
Right.
Not to say he's the best pick in the draft. You could argue the best pick in the draft is like Kyle Pitts. Some people believe he's the most talented player, right?
You know what? That's
you got
fair.
The best
yes.
player in the draft
yes.
at number 4.
Yeah.
And you're adding him to an offense that has a quarterback, that has receivers he could fit in right away.
I will agree with that you got the most sure thing.
I win again.
Pitts is... Andy, some of us in life don't need to keep score.
Isn't life all about the score?
Oh, God, no. Oh, no, it's about the game, dude. It's about the journey, my friend. Kyle Pitts is the most sure thing. Agreed.
Okay.
But
he was the best pick in the draft because the most sure thing went four.
Yeah, I would say that's true.
I love convincing you.
No, I mean, no, because, you know, I'm open-minded, Andy.
I'm
comfortable. Yeah, well, I know that. I'm comfortable in my own skin. But of the five quarterbacks, I thought it was the best pick, the best situation. All right,
sure.
Let's go, Paul. All right, Paul. You're up with Tangway and Hart on WEEI. What's going on, Paul?
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show.
Thanks.
Let me start with Mac. You know what? It's a system, perfect system for him. Belichick loves smarts. Okay? Now, as far as taking players from around the NFL with baggage, let me sound like Uncle Bartholomew. Are you telling me that Roberto got his knees glazed in Jupiter and Deshaun Watson doesn't have a chance to come here?
I'm totally lost. I am lost.
I am too, but we're back on the Watson-Kraft comparison, and there's no comparison in my mind.
Is that what we're talking about? Yeah, Paul. I mean, yeah, I agree. Thanks, Paul. One was consensual and an alleged business transaction, whether the money changed hands, I don't know, whatever. But and the other's not. I mean, the thing with Deshaun Watson is all the accusations and the pattern of behavior is just too damn
creepy.
He's a serial creep.
I don't know if he broke laws. I don't know exactly what he did. But can we all agree there's a serial creep here?
Yes.
Like, he had a weirdness to him.
Yes.
Because we've heard from all the athletes, oh, when you find the right massage there, you stick with her or him because like that whole thing.
Right. We've been down that road.
So he's weird. Like, there's a weirdness to that. I don't know that anything Robert did. Actually, I do know. You can't compare the two. I'm going to say it flat out, and it's not because I worked for Robert Kraft forever.
No, it's not the same thing, Andy.
Like, it is what it is.
All right, 6 months.
And I think people, A, want to talk themselves into it for what we said earlier because they want Watson.
They want to justify it.
But I also think they think they're being edgy. I'm going to call in and say, oh, okay. You guys don't have the balls to talk about. No, it's not the same thing.
Does Watson survive?
Survive.
Does he get another job in the NFL?
Yes. Everybody does. People go to prison. They kill people. You know, Leonard Little kills somebody drunk driving, plays in the league again. Michael Vick kills dogs, goes to prison, plays in the league again. Deshaun Watson.
Does he play for Houston again?
No. Negative, Ghost Rider. Plays with, if the Raiders don't get Aaron Rodgers, he plays for the Raiders down the road.
It's a good fit for him.
Yeah.
That's a good fit for him.
Nailed it. Pat on the back from old Grandpa Tangway.
Andy Hart is on a roll, folks. 617-779-7937. Mac Jones is in the house. When does he play? We're going to do that coming up at the top of the hour. Next, Andy and I.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter. Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm going to talk about the NFL draft, and I got to work in my Celtic rant somewhere.
We're right back to it. Tangway and Hart on EEI.
Come on. Welcome to the 2021 NFL Draft. Come on. Come on, Cleveland. I didn't come out of my basement for nothing. Let's go.
You know, I'm not necessarily a Goodell guy.
Who is?
But I love...
Other than the 32 owners who keep just making a boatload of money, who's a Goodell guy?
Well, right.
Maybe his wife, the lady from Fox.
She used to work in Portland, Maine, by the way. So I was like, wow, hey,
another
she's
thing I thought
you
were going to say different.
But
P-O-R, I thought the next letter was going to be different.
We'll let
she
you
used to work in Portland.
Portland. There's
Portland.
No N. Portland, Maine. Yes. No, I think that he handles the draft perfectly. I think he relishes in getting booed. I think this is the best thing he does. I think he's great at it.
It's fine. I hated the draft.
He's a game show host. That's really all Roger Goodell is.
I didn't come out of my basement for nothing. Let's go.
He's a game show host. He's not a lawyer. He's not as smart as Paul Tagliabue. He's not like Pete Rozelle.
Well, he is a lawyer, right?
No, or, he's not.
Oh, I thought he was.
No.
What's he, a PR guy?
He was a media relations guy for the Jets.
I don't think that's right, is it?
No, he is not a lawyer. He has just a four-year degree like you and me from some college I've never heard of. He is not a lawyer.
Where'd you go to college?
He is a great university man in Orlando. Thank you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Overall, though, I...
So what'd you think of the whole draft production?
Sucked. I just did not enjoy any of it.
Why?
I thought the chair thing was stupid. First of all, the beginning, it couldn't have... It was interminable. The what was it? Lords of Leon or Kings of Leon
right.
or whatever.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Music, and it was like, I'm looking at it, 8:10, 8:15, 8:20. Can we start the damn draft here?
Well, my problem is when you start to be hip, that's when you lose.
But it wasn't hip. I don't think.
No,
based on my social media, no one liked it.
But they're trying to be. So don't try too hard. Don't try too hard.
Like, everybody's interested in your draft. You have a really interesting draft. You have
There's
the best
no
draft.
Doubt.
You're the NFL. You're the king of content. Everything.
And you
don't
gotta,
screw it up. Don't
you,
like.
And you get a crowd coming back.
Like, see, if I order a filet mignon and you cover it with all this crap and put and like pile it up and try to get cute. Nah, I kind of just wanted the steak.
Right.
I wanted a really good steak.
Right.
Give me the damn steak.
And I think generally they do a very, very good job.
I thought they overthought this.
And they probably did because they were excited about coming back from the pandemic. Even when he did it in his basement, I thought it was great.
Did what in his basement?
Oh, the draft. Last year when they did the draft from his basement because that's all they could do.
I liked that last year. I thought it was kind of cool last year. Now, again, it was a one-off thing where we're comparing... You know, what people have in their house, what people have in their office. Ooh, look like, what's behind that guy when he's on Zoom? And like, that was a fun little thing, but that was a 1 year only.
I think the NFL draft has become such a rock concert. It's awesome.
Would you go to it?
Oh, yeah.
I would have no interest.
Oh, I would. I would go. Sure. I would love to have backstage access to see how the whole thing goes down.
Oh, I would like to do that.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, would you grab your son, go have some beers, hang out in the pit area in front of the stage?
Yeah.
No interest.
Yeah.
Zero.
No, I would. And I'm not a concert guy. I would do it once for the draft.
I would be more likely to do the Patriots draft party. Like, if I'm a Patriots fan, I'll go down to Gillette, you know, if they have a real draft party and Bill Belichick comes out and Robert Kraft comes out. You get a little behind the scenes. Maybe Josh McDaniels comes out after the pick and says, here how we think Matt can help us.
Yeah,
I don't want to go be with a bunch of, like, you're with every team's fans.
See, I think
weird. I don't know. No
I
interest.
Think what the NFL does very well is I think the way they handle the entertainment and the way they package their product. I mean, they screw a lot of things up. Don't get me wrong. But the way they package their entertainment and then they present it, I always think they hit a home run. And I didn't think it took anything away that some of the guys weren't there.
No, I didn't
I think
either.
It was actually cool to go to somebody's house.
I still like that aspect of it. A lot of nice houses out there.
Well, you know, some agents are helping those guys out.
Well, they really are. You're looking at some with, like, LED lighting up in, like, the crown molding, and you're like, damn, these people are doing okay for themselves.
Well, I mean, Zach Wilson, I mean.
Well, but he comes from money.
I know, which is why he's going to fail.
No, but don't we hear a lot about the poor college athlete who can barely pay the rent? And I assume, well, if he can barely pay the rent, then he comes from a family.
Yeah.
And every one of these.
Yeah, we don't even know if that's their house. They could be at their agent's house.
They could be.
You
or
know.
They could rent one, just stage one, Airbnb.
Stage
I want to be on TV, and I don't want them to see the crap hole that I live in.
All right, Jason, let's get him off the line. Jason, you're up on WEEI Tangway and Hart.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, this morning. Yeah, I was just talking to the old man, and we're speculating and making assumptions about why Bill and the Pats haven't taken any undrafted free agents. But it's just speculation. You know, we get our ideas. I'm really interested to hear your take on that.
I don't think they have room.
Well, they don't have a ton of room. We knew this was going to be a
Thank
small,
you,
non-traditional, undrafted class. It's a weird year because some of the guys you take as undrafted guys, I know Bill has done it in the past, it's We talked about second round picks. It's even that times 10. There's a medical issue. There's an off field issue.
Right.
Like, you don't want to invest in the guy. Like, remember J.C. Jackson there was like an armed robbery where he was like the getaway car driver.
Well, Malcolm Butler should have been a top two pick. I mean, Malcolm Butler should have been a second or third round pick, but he had problems.
And he also was from a small school.
Well, there's a reason
why. There was less of that this year.
Well, but there's a reason why he went to the small school.
No, but forget.
Yeah,
just forget that. But those small school guys were harder to find this year.
Well, also,
there were less pro days. There was less combine.
There was less workouts. There was less meetings. Yes.
So you may have heard of Malcolm. Like Malcolm Butler, you heard of him. Yeah, he went to Alabama's pro day because he's from West Alabama, and he ran a pretty good time. We should bring him in and meet with him and get to know more about this player. That didn't happen this year. Like, there was less in. I saw, I think, Sean Payton, I was reading. The Saints didn't draft anybody with any type of medical issue. Because they just couldn't get any information this year. They weren't going to take the chance. So they were only drafting guys that were clean medically. But other teams are signing undrafted players. I do also think what you said. They have a boatload of players on there. I think they have four spots left or something like that.
Look, they sold out at free agency, as they should have.
I was going to say, you say it with a negative tone.
No, when I say they sold out,
I needed to.
When I shouldn't say they sold out. I don't mean it like, I mean, they went all in.
They did what they had to do.
Of course, Andy. I'm not being negative.
But you say it with a negative tone, a hot take, Gary Tangway, deep voice tone.
You just take it that way.
And a lot of other people do.
I mean, no, Spaz, was I being negative? I don't think I was being negative. Spaz, was I being negative?
You're always negative.
You're a pain in the ass.
That's exactly my point.
You're a pain.
That's why some guy said, Gary, go home. I don't believe that. Because
I can't,
because
we have one more hour.
And as much as it pains me to say this, I need you here. I need a second person to help me, bounce things off.
Don't you know
react.
That? No. I'm the first person. You're the second person.
I know you think that, but you're not.
Do you want Mac Jones to start? Because I do. We're getting into that. That's all. Oh, by the way, just before,
you just
check out our Twitter.
Yourself.
Did you see the picture of Brady at the Kentucky Derby?
Yes.
Did you guys see it?
Yes.
Yeah, he looks like such a fool.
He looks like an evil guy.
Wait a minute. He looks like a fool among fools. Everybody there looks like a fool. They dress dinks.
Some people
look good.
Very few. They all are the stupid hats. You know the one guy who actually looked and sounded better than I've ever seen him? Aaron Rodgers. I don't know if you guys watched the video.
He did a
legit video, like a 5-minute interview on horse racing. Never mentioned the Packers or trades or anything. I thought it was the most likable he's ever been. He sounded like a guy like, it's pretty cool here. I like to put a little money on it and just have fun.
Do you see him on Pat McAfee's show? Because he's good in those segments,
yes,
I think.
Because I think he's a colossal dink.
Oh, I do too.
I don't estranged
from his own family?
I don't want Aaron Rodgers anywhere near this place. But you take a look at Brady's picture at the Derby, and it's up on Twitter. Ryan Hannibal had it. I'd retweeted it out there.
You know what else I love about the picture? I don't know which one you're specifically
I'm talking about
referencing.
This one where he looks like an evil billionaire in a movie.
Yeah, I like that. But I also like there was an earlier picture with Dan Copen.
Oh, Copen's with him?
Yeah.
Oh, he's good to his boys.
No, and that's what I mean.
Yeah,
that's one thing I appreciate for Brady.
Right.
He's not like looking for the next star be around.
No,
I mean, I think he
guys.
Does some of that with his Tony Robbins.
Oh, no. He's
star bleeper.
Oh, he's a star bleeper.
But he brings Dan Copen with him to bleep stars.
Right.
I like that. I can appreciate that. He sticks with his boys.
That's right. Group
that's
sex
cool.
with Dan Copen, Tom Brady, and Tony Robbins. How about that? We'll be back.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.